A few dozen people sit around a circle, furiously pounding away on the drums between their knees. This is therapy. Musical therapy, that is. An emotional release for patients at Castle Craig Hospital, alcoholics, drug addicts, and, more recently, a third, lesser-known addiction.
Just completely took over my life.
Sitting apart from the drum circle, Diane is a confident 39-year-old Scottish woman whose bright smile disguises a dark past. For years, she struggled with alcohol and recently escaped an abusive relationship. But the hardest thing to escape, she says, was the spinning roulette wheel on her computer screen.
As far as the gambling goes, the internet was the worst thing ever for me. With the internet, I had access to gambling 24/7. And that's what I did.
Diane says over the years, she gambled away nearly £1 million. She lost her job, her family, and eventually tried to kill herself. She woke up in hospital, and even there, with her smartphone, she couldn't stop.
I was in hospital, nearly dying, and I was still lying in the bed tapping the button. I got the Wi-Fi code off the hospital so I could still be on the internet.
Diane is a patient in a new program here at Castle Craig Hospital to treat addicted gamblers.
The medical center here.
Therapist Chris Byrne is giving me a tour of the inpatient facility. He says the program was created to respond to the growing demand. A decade ago, they would receive a few calls a month about gambling. Now, he says, they receive a few calls every day from all over Europe.
The computer and the credit card. And those two together are quite a killer combination. It means your home suddenly becomes a casino. And that's opened up gambling to a far wider public.
Surveys show gambling is on the rise in a number of European countries, particularly among young adults. In the UK, there are an estimated 400,000 addicted gamblers. 3.5 million others are considered at risk.
I think it's becoming a national pastime with no sort of real thought to the possible wider consequences for a lot of people.
As we sit down for lunch, the faces around the table tell the story. The patients are both men and women. Most are young, under 30.
I discovered online gambling and went downhill fairly rapidly from there.
That's Chris. The 25-year-old tried to kill himself after gambling away £50,000.
Some of the online casinos, which is where I started, literally you could put £500 in and they'd give you another £500 to play with. And that just makes it seem like it's such an easy money, easy way to generate income. And then obviously the addiction takes over.
And there's 27-year-old Ronald, who gambled away his paycheck every week.
I really never thought I had a problem back then.
The day his daughter was born, he left the hospital to play roulette. Staff at Castle Craig point to the fact that gambling has never been so accessible. Gambling websites on computers and smartphones, betting shops on high streets, advertisements on TV. What you don't often see, says Tony Marini, are warnings about the risks.
The message needs to be put out there that gambling is a huge addiction for people and it ruins lives.
Marini volunteers at Castle Craig, once a successful businessman who became addicted to gambling and to cocaine.
It's actually very similar.
He says his addiction to gambling was just as strong as his addiction to chemicals.
Trying to find that first line of cocaine, the buzz that I got from it, or that first win at the casino, chasing to get that feeling back. The feeling is exactly the same in both.
And at Castle Craig, gambling addiction is treated the same way. A 12-step program, gamblers' anonymous meetings, cognitive behavioral therapy sessions. Here, gambling addiction is an illness. But outside these walls, Diane says, it's seen much differently.
It's very, very underestimated. And I wished people would understand that nobody chooses to be an addict of any kind. It's not a nice life.
Diane is working to turn her life around. She hasn't gambled in 6 months, taking her recovery one day at a time.
Before, I never thought I had a choice. I never thought I had a way out. I know now I have a choice. You know, and just for today, I choose not to do it.
Jeff Semple, DW, near Edinburgh.